So today, a number of us were sitting around talking about the evolution of language. This is kind of a favorite topic of mine and something that I really struggle with. And as much as I realize that language is something that is eternally evolving, forever changing, it's something that is developing as generations grow up and evolve into adults and age, and we see this. I see a lot of people in my age group, for example, getting really frustrated with the tech speak, with some of the slang, and I have to remind them that 50 years ago, the way we were talking was considered very casual, maybe very inappropriate for some situations, and definitely riddled with slang that would have never cut the mustard in 1960 or 1950. So we got to talking about smartphones and about how well they do at crossing the line and at interpreting other languages and different dialects and accents. And I had a smile because some of you, of course, probably everybody follows McColgan. And he's had a devil of a time getting Siri to behave itself with his thick Scots accent. And I think it's just wonderful, but I do see a bias toward what I would consider neutral speak. Very neutral white American speak tends to do fine with Siri, but the minute you cross the line and start throwing in words that maybe have emphasis on a different part of the word or may contain slang that is, you know, region specific and specific to one's area or indigenous, you know, country, all of a sudden Siri doesn't know what to do with it. And I know this intelligence learns as we go along, but a number of us got to arguing about how slang corrupts language. And the question, of course, that always is the end result of these arguments are, is the language being corrupted or is it just evolving? Do we not like the slang because we aren't used to it? We didn't grow up with it, but is this going to be the ultimate evolution of our language? And how well will the computers do at keeping up? How well does artificial intelligence do with translating, regardless of what region we come from? Because technically, it should be able to interpret us just fine, especially once it's had a chance to listen to us speak, look through our contacts, and see our information. So it just got me thinking, reminded me of a little segment of a podcast that I follow fairly religiously each week. This is an NPR podcast hosted by Maria Hinojosa called Latino USA, and they did a segment that was absolutely priceless and really, I think, touched on this issue just last week, as a matter of fact.
Austin is a hands-free city. That means if you're behind the wheel and looking up directions on your smartphone, you better hope a cop doesn't pull you over. Most high-end smartphones come with voice recognition software, but Sandra Avila Ramirez had pretty much given up on hers.
And I found myself a couple of times on my phone just cursing at my phone because I'll ask for, you know, my sister's name, Elisa Lanis, four times. And it's, you have no Alan is on your, you know, phone. It's just ridiculous.
But recently, Sandra upgraded her Android phone.
Okay, Google. Call Elisa Alanis.
Calling Elisa Alanis mobile.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my S3 did not have that. So now it's looking through my contacts and finding, I guess, whatever sounds similar or whatever it is. So it's gotten better for sure.
We compare OK Google on the Android Galaxy S6 to Siri on the latest Apple iPhone, the 6S. Now, keep in mind, this isn't a scientific test. It's just our own informal inquiry. Here's what we find. In terms of picking up on Spanish names, Siri passes the test too.
Calling Elisa Lanis.
How does OK Google stack up against Siri when it comes to other words in Spanish?
OK Google, text mom.
What's the message?
Mom, ¿cuándo vienes?
Got it.
Oh, wow. Look at this all fancy. This is awesome.
Now, let's see what Siri says.
What do you want to say to mom?
Mom, ¿cuándo vienes?
Your message to mom says, Met, I love units. Ready to send it?
That's one for OK Google. All right, what about place names.
Call El Arroyo Restaurant.
Calling El Arroyo Far West.
Oh, this is definitely improved.
That's okay, Google. But Siri?
The only option I see is Rocco's Italian Restaurant in Katy, which averages 3.5 stars and is moderately priced. Is that the one you're looking for?
All right, let's ask for some general information in both languages.
Okay, Google. When do you celebrate Dia de las Madres in Mexico?
According to time and date, Mother's Day is a popular celebration for mothers and mother figures across Mexico on May 10th.
Okay, so it's got a lot of the stuff that's more mainstream, it looks like it's capturing.
Can Siri keep up with this?
Looking. I found something on the web about Celebrate Indiana Cosmetics in Mexico. Check it out.
So why does OK Google seem to be better than Siri at picking up Spanish in the middle of an English sentence? The short answer is that OK Google generally has a lot more data to work with. It has, well, all of Google. Ignacio Lopez Moreno developed some of the software. I spoke to him on the phone.
It's something that we know it happens in places like Texas and other places around the world, like Hong Kong.
He says OK Google can learn certain words if people in a particular area use them a lot. OK Google checks a user's words against their contacts and local maps. Every search becomes a part of OK Google's macro database.
Hong Kong, people speak Cantonese and English, so that in that area, the system learns over time how to recognize them. The same is the case for places like Austin or California, where Spanish words are used in street and restaurant names.
Ignacio says the more information they collect and analyze, the better bilingual voice recognition will be.
It is a complex question that I don't think you have a simple answer. At the end of the day, we always look to balance improvement in speech recognition for the majority of the users, taking into account the diversity of the backgrounds in the U.S. So it's not far-fetched that one day we'll be able to tackle more complex queries like, where can I find unos tacos riquísimos?
I would love it if Siri could tell me where to find good tacos riquísimos. One day, maybe, but not now. The cold hard truth is neither the Galaxy nor the iPhone can pick up on genuine Spanglish. Just listen to this.
Okay, Google. How do you get rid of your barriga?
That's your belly.
How do you get rid of your barriga?
Go ahead and tap the screen to send this or change something.
Change something? You want me to change my language?
Siri's struggling too.
I'm sorry, Sandy, I do not know how to get rid of a barrio.
Gentrification aside, Sandra says better bilingual voice recognition is just smart business.
I always look at it in terms of marketing. You want my money, you market to me. I speak Tex-Mex sometimes, I speak Spanglish. I want to be able to switch from Spanish to English depending on who I'm talking to, and I want you to be able to recognize those words so that I can get my money's worth.
For now, Spanglish Siri isn't a reality. It can't mix languages together or switch back and forth the way a human brain can. But if tech companies hire more Spanglish speakers or really study how Spanglish works, how people really talk, then you may be talking with a Spanglish Siri sooner than you think.
Producer Brenda Salinas.
There you have it. Check out Latino USA on iTunes, or even if you're so inclined, right here on Audioboom. Thanks for listening. Hasta la próxima.